بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, all mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, there was once a person who in broad daylight, everything was so bright, he was carrying a lamp in his hand and walking through the marketplace. And somebody asked him, what was he doing? It's broad daylight, it's not dark, it's not night, he's got a lamp in his hand. He said, I'm searching for something. He said, what can you be searching for? Broad daylight, you don't need a lamp. He said, I'm searching for a true human being. I'm looking for a genuine human being. It might seem strange to us, but this is a reality. When we move away from the Quran and the Sunnah, and the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then those beautiful qualities that Islam has taught us and what we are supposed to inculcate within us, we lose those beautiful qualities. In fact, in the chapter Babu Taghir in Nas, which appears in Mishkat Sharif, and this hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif as well, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ كَالْإِبِلِ الْمِئَةِ لَا تَكَادُ تَجِدُ فِيهَا رَاحِلَةِ. The time will come and you'll be searching for one suitable person. There'll be many people. Shurrab explained, النَّاسُ كَثِيرٌ وَالْمَرْضِيُّ مِنْهُمْ قَلِيلٌ. He says, man or men will be like camels. Not just one camel, but camels, 100 camels. If somebody asks a person, I will give me one camel, or lend me a camel, I need to ride, I need some transport. He says, I've got a whole variety, I've got hundreds of camels, you can choose what you want. He says, but the time will be such that like a person is searching in that 100 camels, he can't find one suitable camel to ride upon. Like that, there'll be so many people in this world, but those who are chosen ones, those who have got the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are following the teachings of Islam and Sharia, they will be very few. It will be almost impossible to find a suitable person to even follow. There was a person who was selling honey. Another person next door to him was selling vinegar. We know honey is sweet, vinegar is not sweet, sour, it's bitter. The person who is selling honey, he became very distressed. Looking at the customers that are coming to his neighbor's shop and buying vinegar, and I'm selling honey and there's hardly any person coming to purchase honey from me. So he asked the person who's selling vinegar, how come I'm selling honey, nobody's coming to me, you're selling vinegar, you're so busy? He responded, he says, I'm selling vinegar with the tongue of honey. And you are selling honey with the tongue of vinegar. In other words, with a sweet tongue. I'm speaking kindly to my clients and customers and those who are coming to purchase this vinegar of mine, very kindly and politely. I humble myself before them. You, on the other hand, you're selling sweet honey, but your tongue is like sour, like vinegar. You're abrupt, you're rude, you're harsh, you're cruel. You show signs of arrogance and pride and haughtiness in you. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned from the beautiful qualities of His special servants, The word is just Ibadur Rahman. The servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. The very first quality in the 19th para of this comes. The very first quality is those alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hona. Those who walk on the earth with humility. Honan. With complete humility. بغير فخر ولا خيلاء. They don't have any pride, arrogance in them. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi in Bayan al-Quran, he explains and he says that in log ki tabiat mein, unki mizaj mein, unki tabiat mein, tawazu hai tamam umur mein. In all the matters, these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exercise complete humility in all their matters. Ki uska asar unke chalne mein bhi hai. Such that the effects of the humility also comes on the manner in which they walk. That they're walking, the gait, the manner of walking also is full of humbleness. So in all their matters they display extreme humbleness, humility. And he quotes Ruhul Maani and he explains that they don't have any fakhr and arrogance and pride. Why? لِمَا شَاهَدُوا مِنْ كِبْرِيَاءِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. Because they have witnessed and they have realized and pondered and reflected and they have seen the greatness and the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The grandeur of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the might of Allah, the taqat of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. And they have realized that we are just servants and slaves of Almighty Allah who is all-powerful. And everything is in His control. He is the supreme that who is controlling the universe, the creator of the universe, and all the realms. Everything happens with His command, with His permission. We have to be subservient to Him. We have to bow down to Him. We have to lower ourselves. We cannot be obstinate. We cannot be arrogant. We cannot be have pride in us. We cannot be haughty. Iblis, Shaitan, was thrown out of Jannah because of his pride. What did he say? I am created from fire and Adam created from sand. Fire is greater and more superior than sand. I, me. The same thing with Fir'aun. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your Lord, your great Lord. I am Allah. Ma alimtu lakum illahi ghairi. I do not know any other God or deity besides myself for you. It was his pride, his arrogance, insolence that led to his very despicable death. He was drowned. All his might, all his power came to zero, to naught. Arun, who was from the people of Fir'aun, from the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But again, he displayed arrogance, pride. Allah had blessed him with so much of wealth that just the keys of those treasures that he possessed were so heavy that camels would become burdened with the weight of these keys. And Qarun, despite the people advising him not to have, to be boastful. لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفريحين. And he always claimed that all these things, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي, it is my knowledge, my skill, my effort, my strength, my power. It's not some divine gift that I have been given. It's not somebody else's ihsan and kindness upon me. It's me, mine. فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, we sunk him with all his belongings, his palace, everything. He sunk into the earth, deep down. Therefore, the poet says, تَوَاضَعُوا, have humility. If you have humility, تَكُنْ كَالنَّجْمِ, you become like the star. لَاحَ لِنَاظِرٍ عَلَى صَفَحَاتِ الْمَا, beautiful, shining star, brilliant star. If you have humility, You lower yourself, you lower your pride. You're not haughty and arrogant. You have complete humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You humble yourself, you lower yourself. The result will be takun kan najmi fi sama, ulaha li nazirin ala safahatil ma. You'll be like the twinkling brilliant star, the star in the sky, so high up, having a lofty position. And the effects of that, that the reflection of that star will be on the surface of the water. So you are humbling yourself, you lowering yourself, but you'll be like a shining star up in the sky. And he says, وَلَا تَكُنْ كَالدُّخَانِ. Do not be like smoke. يَعْلُو بِنَفْسِهِ. Smoke is rising on its own accord, just on its own. It's going up and up and rising. فِي تَبَقَاتِ الْجَوْ. It goes into the layers of the air and the hemisphere and the atmosphere. Is just being up and rising. وَهُوَ وَضِيعُ. Whereas it is something that is not liked by people. When they smoke, a person will close his nose, close his mouth, turn his face the other way. It's not a pleasant smell that he's going to get. So he says, if you are going to show arrogance, and you want to be all powerful, name and fame, searching for power, having greed for authority and the throne, then this is kaddukhan, you'll be like smoke. Therefore Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. Allah will honor him in this world, Allah will honor him in the hereafter, in the akhirat. He has tawadu for the sake of Allah. رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Allah will elevate him. Shaykh Sa'di Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned, he says, there was a drop, raindrop, from the sky, from the clouds, and it's coming down into the earth. It's going to fall on a huge sea. And this cloud began to feel so insignificant when it saw the vast ocean and the expanse of the sea. He thought to himself, I'm so feeble and so weak, one little tiny drop, and I'm going to be in this huge ocean so mighty. It thought low of itself. And before he could fall into the ocean, suddenly there was an oyster that opens its mouth and takes this one drop of water from the sky, this raindrop. And what happened? It then becomes a pearl in the oyster. So because it lowered itself, it thought it will become extinct. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy it. Allah ta'ala made it a pearl. And that's a lesson for all of us. We have tawadu for the sake of Allah. Allah ta'ala will not destroy us. Allah will not disgrace us. Allah will give us honor and izzat. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. But that person who has pride in him, then Allah will destroy him. Allah will humiliate him. He was a person by the name of Amr bin Shaybah, rahmatullahi alayhi. He was in Haram Sharif, and he observed a person going around the Kaaba, and then he making Safa Marwa, but he had special servants of his and attendants and slaves, very harshly pushing away the other Hujjaj and Mu'tamireen from the master's way. And this person also walked with a broad chest, and lifted his head high, showing arrogance and pride and haughtiness. So his people who were with him, his attendants, were pushing away and chasing others. As we say, hato bacho, move. Leave, make place for our Hazrat. And he had showed a lot of arrogance in him. Years later, he sees the same man on a bridge of Basra, as people were ascending and coming onto the bridge, he noticed the same man that he had seen so many years ago in the Haram Sharif, who displayed arrogance, seeing him now like a poor beggar, downtrodden, hardly any clothes, very despicable condition. Looks at him, stares at him. So the person asks him, what are you looking at? Who are you looking at? He said, aren't you the same person who had seen some years back? He says, yes. So he says, what happened to you? He said, in that makan, in that Mubarak place, where every person becomes a humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making the tawaf of Baytullah, he's making sa'i from Safa to Marwa, he's got his ihram on, he's calling out the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Every person is displaying humility. And I showed arrogance at that point. Now Allah has humiliated me. Now when people are climbing up and they all are seeing me in this condition. It has happened in this world not once, billions of times. The man had money, he had flashy cars. He treated people very harshly and very cruelly. And then the tables turn. And years later that person becomes insolvent, bankrupt, and now he has to stretch his hands before others. Now it is too late. All that arrogance he had, what it led to him? To his destruction. There was a person, a young person, a refugee, he was in Turkey. He had nowhere to sleep, so he stayed in the masjid, one place in the masjid. The imam then sees him after a few days, tells him, remove all the dirt that you see from this masjid. Clean this masjid. And then the next salat and the following salah, Musalli see this person is gone, disappeared. Imam also doesn't see him. One person who knew him sees him after some time in another masjid. So he asked him, what happened? You had pride in you? Arrogance? You couldn't clean the masjid? You couldn't remove the dirt? The imam sahab requested you were staying there. All he asked you to clean the dirt that you see, sweep it away. He says, yes, that is true. It was no arrogance on my part. But when he said, remove all the dirt, I looked around. I realized, I'm the dirt. I'm that filthy person. I'm that filth. And I should be out of this blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's a very hot day. He's walking and suddenly he sees a slave riding a donkey, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala needs some transport. So he asks the slave to give him a ride on the donkey. As we see, like how we see is hiking, looking for a lift. So the slave immediately jumps down and he gives the donkey to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you ride. Umar radiallahu ta'ala refuses him now. It's your donkey. And you sit in front, where it is more softer and more easy for a person to ride. And Umar radiallahu anhu is behind him. This is the humility he had. In the life of Rasulullah, hundreds of examples of tawadu, humility. That a slave girl would come, suddenly hold the hand of Rasulullah, and take him on to one side, because she needed to ask him something, or she needed some assistance or help. Nabiya Kareem did not chase away that you're a slave girl. Little children, Sibyan, young boys are playing in the street. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all mankind, he's going past. He never looked down upon the fact that he should make salam, or to make salam to those young boys. And he made salam before them. Before they could make salam to him, he made salam first. He did not wait for them to make salam to him. That I am the greatest Nabi of Allah, and you should be making salam to me now. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi. When he is Amir al-Mu'mineen, then he has a guest. It is night, the guest is sitting with him. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, is busy with some work, he's writing something, he's got a lantern or a lamp, and suddenly the oil has become less, and it's going to become, the lamp will go off. So the guest said, let me get some oil and fill this lamp so you get light again. Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahman said, no. It is not correct for me to take khidmat of my guest. I should be honoring him. No, you sit. Then the person said, okay, can I just wake up your servant, and he can do it. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Rahman said, no, he just went to sleep now, we should not disturb him. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Rahman wakes up himself, he fills the oil, and he comes back. And the person said, you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you doing that? He says, Zahabtu wa ana Umar. When I went as Umar bin Abdul Aziz, and I put that, filled that oil. Wa raja'tu wa ana Umar. I return also in the same condition, that I'm just an ordinary Umar bin Abdul Aziz, I'm not Amir al-Mu'mineen. No pride they had, humility. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, great Sahabi of Rasulullah, he is the Amir of Madain. One person did not recognize who he was because again, very simple clothing sitting there. He was old. And the person thought he was a porter. He tells him, bhai, take my luggage. Carry my luggage. And Salman Farsi is holding the man's luggage on his head. And as he's walking, people see him. Oh, this is Salman Farsi, Amir. The person immediately says, maaf, la arif, I didn't recognize you. So please, leave the luggage here and I'll sort it out. He says, no, never. He says, I made niyat that until I don't reach your home, I will not leave the luggage. I made this niyat to do this action. And therefore, I will continue. And he took him right to his house and he placed the luggage. There was no pride in them. They lived a life of humility, humbleness. This is what we need to get. When we get humility, inshallah, then with it we'll get sincerity. Why? You're doing now, you understand Allah Ta'ala's azamat and kibriya. Then like how Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, when he explains tawadu, he says that a man yakhda'u lil haqq, he becomes subservient to haqq. He will not have kibr. Al-kibru batr al-haqq wa ghamtu al-nas. Haqq is shown to him. He still rejects the truth. Looks down upon people. He feels himself to be superior. Others are inferior. Why should I listen to him? He's lower than me. He's smaller than me. I know more. Fudhil bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi says, what is humility? That the person should become subservient, lower himself for haqq, and accept it, even though it is said to him from a child. Even though haqq is shown to him from a little boy. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, how, what is tawadu, what is humility? That when you emerge from your home, and whomever you meet on the road, you must believe that that person is superior to yourself. How often we're traveling, we may see a street sweeper. In our hearts, we feel we are higher than him. But what we should be doing now, we should feel no, genuinely, and believe it, that I am lower than this person. He is greater than me, he is most superior to me. So like this, there are so many other examples. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullahi alayh. And he explains this humility. And he said, if you want to be a pilgrim on the road to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, you want to now embark on this journey in your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to become an ashiq of Allah, you want to become a lover of Allah, then the first condition is that you should humble yourself to this extent that you regard yourself, you become so low as dust and ash. If you got pride, then you will not go on this road towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That jannah that we have prepared is for the believer who, that person who does not want, who does not have ulu and superiority in this world, He has complete sincerity. Why? Because he has humility in him. Yahya bin Ma'in rahmatullahi alayhi says that I have never seen a person like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. These people's names who I'm taking are great, great jurists. They're muhaddithin, they're awliya of Allah. They gave their life for the sake of Allah. Yahya bin Ma'in rahmatullahi alayhi says, I lived or I accompanied or was in the company of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi for 50 years. 50. And never did I see him having fakhr and boasting about any good that he did. Any good quality he had. I never saw Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi bragging and boasting about this piety he had or that thing he did achieved. Always lower ourselves and Allah will raise us. Therefore Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullah also says that man, the sons of Adam have been created from dust. The sons of Adam have been created from dust. And if they do not humble themselves like dust, then they will fall short in becoming true men. If you want to become a true believer in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this quality of humility we need to bring into our lives. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَوْضِ مَرَحَى. Do not walk on the earth with pride. Don't think that you can split the earth open and you can reach the mountains in height and with your nose high up in the sky and with your chest out and with show and pride and arrogance. إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Allah wants us to have humility in this world. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us this beautiful quality of humility. And if we humble ourselves, automatically our heart will become softened. Pride will go away, anger will go away, good qualities will come in us, and sincerity will come in our lives. Then we will be able to relinquish our position. And we will not want to have high and mighty positions. We will say, no, give it to somebody else. I'm not deserving of it. So much of bickering can stop. You won't become mahsood. People won't be jealous of you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us, and we have to practice and practice and make this mudahada. That whenever this pride is coming within us, then we got to crush this pride. How? By bringing ourselves and reminding ourselves that I am just an ordinary servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is most mighty. Therefore Allah says, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Loftiness, greatness belongs only to Allah in the skies and the earth. It is only for Allah. If there's anybody who can be proud, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيَّ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا وَلَا يَفْخَرَ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. Rasulullah SAW told that Allah Ta'ala has commanded that all of you should be to be humble servants of Allah Ta'ala and not boast and brag over one another. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة
وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله we have pride and arrogance in us my Allah يا الله كبرياء is only for you my Allah grandeur and might and يا الله supremacy only belongs to you my Allah Allah forgive us my Allah grant us this quality of tawadhu in our lives my Allah make us become humble servants my Allah make us be among those people whom you have mentioned وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا يا الله grant all of us يا الله مغفرت يا الله forgive us completely my Allah Allah, whatever sins we have committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu ma'afirma, saghair, kabair, hamadan, khatan, whatever gunas we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of making dua and begging from you, my Allah, and the enjoyment and the halawat of Quran and zikr, my Allah, and the halawat of sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih. Make us become pious now, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is running out for us, my Allah. Give us your special mercies, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make haram come into our system, my Allah. Don't make us search for haram, my Allah. Make us seek only halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Allah, maut on iman, my Allah. Because live with iman. Because die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Such as will please you, my Allah. Protect us from evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from fahsha, from obscenity, my Allah. Bihaya'i, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. The Holy Kuthar water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Every moment in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need this and we need that, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are ghani, Ya Allah. Wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, that you fulfill all our needs, my Allah. And you remove the difficult conditions, Ya Allah, the ummah is faced with, my Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. In all these parts of the world, Ya Allah. With this war, my Allah. They're being oppressed by the zalimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them, Ya Allah, victory now, my Allah. Give them afiyat, my Allah. Give them rahat and peace, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem. Let your divine mercies come to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma Kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Ham, Mujib da'wat al-Muttarrin idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah, wa Rahimahuma, Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the kullus of our eyes, make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, forgive us all our shortcomings, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Make us live with unity, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim wa tub 'alaina ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin, sabki dua qabul farma. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين